Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. On a hot day during the first week of my vacation, I went to Champney Falls, a waterfall that is located on the northern slope of Mount Chocorua, which is in the White Mountains, of course. Approaching from the downhill side, the trail follows the river, so unless you are paying attention or are fortunate enough, as I was, to be with someone who knows the secret, it is easy to miss the first and most dramatic encounter with the falls. You have to leave the trail and clamber across the cascading brook and enter a dramatic cathedral of rock that rises above you on either side. And it is here that you come upon the falls at its lowest extremity, a thread of water falling from 50 feet, some 50 feet from the lip of a cliff above. Barefoot, with nothing on but my swimsuit, I gingerly approached the spot where the falls splashed on the rocks. I was determined to get under the falls. But when I reached the spot, I was greeted with a fine spray of very cold water. At that moment, my body rebelled. "Don't do it," it yelled with every fiber. But all of my spirit wanted to continue. My spirit told me that it was not enough to see the waterfall. My spirit wanted to experience the waterfall. After a few seconds of hesitation, I took a deep breath, closed my eyes, and leaned into the falling water. Since I accepted the call to become your minister, I have spent some time and energy pondering the nature of prayer. I think about it a lot because, just between you and me, don't tell any of my parishioners, I feel a little bit self-conscious about it. Because when I travel in my ministerial circles, I have plenty of opportunities to hear my professional colleagues offer prayers, and I can tell you that there are some ministers out there who are really good at offering prayers. And when I hear them, I sigh, and I say to myself, I wish I could do that, but then I console myself and that it's probably a skill that, like everything else, takes some time and practice, and I'm probably better now at it than I was 5 years ago. But all of these insecurities only concern one kind of prayer, that is public prayer. This kind of prayer, our joys and concerns, our prayers before and after church meetings, prayers at civic functions and prayers at gravesides. These are prayers that serve a public function. They bring us together and acknowledge our sacred intention. Our intention, that is, that we hold before God. For the first 2 years or thereabouts of my ministry here, I was a little terrified of these prayers and because I really didn't want to mess up. So I would write them out, and I would recite them from paper. But then after a while, I thought I would at least try doing it the way I saw other ministers do. I would center myself, take a deep breath, and leap. It's scary. It's very scary, and it involves trust, a special kind of mysterious trust, a trust in the Holy Spirit. During the second week of my vacation, I went back up to the White Mountains with my friend Joel. Some of you know Joel. He's the minister in Acworth. We did a quick overnight camp trip to a place called Sawyer Pond. Now, as the crow flies, Sawyer Pond is not too far from the waterfall that I described earlier, and both are accessible from the Kankamangus Highway. But these two places couldn't be more different. The falls were enclosed in a cathedral of rock, as I described. But when you get to Sawyer Pond, the world seems to open its arms to the sky. The wonderful thing about Sawyer is that there is no road access to the pond, and the only way to get there is through a hike from the trailhead. It's located in the national park, so there are no private homes on the pond, and the only sign of human presence is a lean-to that sits on the edge of the pond. And it is every hiker's dream to be the first ones at the pond so that you can snag that lean-to. We, unfortunately, were not so lucky. We set ourselves up on one of the campsites, and we didn't spend too much time being sad about it because we had to get that tent up before the mosquitoes ate us alive. So we did the only reasonable thing to do, which was to go jump in the lake. And we swam. There is nothing quite like swimming in a lovely New England pond. I believe it is my favorite activity. To take a dip in a pond is not simply a means of getting from here to there. It is an opportunity to alter your relationship with gravity. To transition in one magical instant from a lumbering lummox of a biped, which I am, into a soaring water sprite. Think about it. Without the help of technology, the human range of motion is basically horizontal. We can walk forwards, we can walk backwards, and we can walk from side to side. Birds and dolphins, on the other hand, have access to an extra dimension of up and down. In the water, as I plunge into the silty depths of the pond and swing back towards the wavy light of the sun, I am a new being, a creature with startling, hitherto unseen freedom. Popping out of the depths, I fall into a lazy backstroke, my perception riding the joyous, splashy margin between water and sky. Swimming is a place to meet the edge of things, land and water, height and depth, life and death, daily life and dreams. Out here, I am free. Keep your fancy iPhone. Give me a pond in the summer, and I'm a happy man. In today's reading from the Gospel of Luke, one of Jesus' most observant disciples notices that Christ has been praying and asks him about it. Lord, teach us how to pray, the disciple asks. Christ answers immediately. His answer is very specific. He does not explain how to pray. He actually dictates a prayer to them. When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to a time of trial. Sound familiar? It should, because this basically is the prayer that we recite in church every Sunday. It is, of course, the Lord's Prayer. Allow me to make one observation about it this evening. It is a public prayer. It serves an important public function. It does this by emphasizing relationship, our relationship with God and our relationships with each other. It begins by acknowledging what is really important. by making God's name holy. By keeping God's name holy, we do our part to bring about the kingdom, thy kingdom come. Then the prayer acknowledges that we as living things have needs. We need to eat. We need bread. Not once, but every day. And then it talks about forgiveness. Look at how forgiveness works. We are forgiven because we forgive. This prayer acknowledges that we are collaborators with God, that by acting like God, by forgiving, we bring about the kingdom. Religion, then, is not about the sky and about the heavens that we hope to go to when we die. It is about how we treat each other right now, right here. This is a very important public prayer. It teaches us how to grow our faith through acts of love towards all. There are different kinds of prayer. Public prayer is one kind. There is also private prayer. In Mary Oliver's poem that Cynthia read for us, the poet writes, "I do not know exactly what prayer is. I do not know how to pay, but I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed. As is my wont, I return now to the beginning and bring you back to that moment when, taking a deep breath, I leaned into that waterfall. Something quite remarkable happened. At first, with a touch of the water, I found myself in a curled up position, with my chest against my knees and my head inclined inward, almost like a fetal position, or a position of humility. It was a position that reminded me of prayer. Then slowly I stood, and standing, I reached out my hands to either side and looked up into the water. I did this without thinking about it, and this too reminded me of prayer, an opening outward of the spirit, an acceptance of the mysterious goodness that flows from the depths of the earth and from the heights of the atmosphere. This is reverence. Prayer is the intention of reverence. It has an important social function, and it stirs at the core of our souls, ready any moment to be awakened. Thank you, God, for your kindness. Thank you for these kinds of prayer. Amen.